Hello. Thank you for joining me for, like I said, Thoughts, Sounds, and Creative Miscellany. This is episode 146, and it has been quite some time since I have recorded a podcast. Episode 145 was about 2 months ago, and time has just gotten away from me. I've been occupied with gardening and working, preparing for this fall season when my wife and I expect to have our fifth child. We expect to have a baby girl sometime in the end of October. So as the season is winding down, summertime is almost over. And we look towards the fall and winter. I am going to try my best to return to a daily flash briefing podcast, which will be published to Amazon and their platform for podcasting, which is why I initially called it a flash briefing, because I was trying to limit these episodes to just under 15 minutes. And it's also primarily published on anchor.fm. If you go to anchor.fm/likeisaid, spelled LKISAID, you will find previous episodes there. And if you want to start from the very beginning, this this podcast has been somewhat of a documentation of my journey into Christianity, and as I presently am a catechumen in the Orthodox Church, our family is looking to convert and join the Orthodox Church. We attend a small parish that is Russian Orthodox, and we've been greatly blessed by the time that we've spent there and the things that we have been learning and the faith that we're growing in together. And that's another reason for this episode that I'm going to be titling Returning and Converting, is as I have gone through many cycles throughout my adult life in particular, especially since I was around 16 years old, through the present, I've gone through these continuous cycles of returning to the way of Christ and continually converting. There's kind of a cycle of conversion that we go through, especially when we are brought up with certain ideas about faith. I myself was brought up in somewhat of a nominal Lutheran family. We mostly just attended church when there were holidays. We were sort of Christer Christians, and it never really stuck with me. As I aged, I attended catechism classes when I was around 10 years old and ended up dropping out. Never was confirmed in the Lutheran Church, and then later became part of a Baptist church and went through various periods of disenchantment, I suppose. And for a long time, since the time that I have been married and had a family and everything, over the last 13, 14 years, I have returned again to my walk with Christ and am doing that now along with the Eastern Orthodox Church. And I found it to be much more invigorating and inspiring. I feel much more able to be disciplined. It's not necessarily easier to be disciplined, but there are various things for anyone who might be interested or has looked into Orthodoxy or maybe is Orthodox, will know there are various elements from the Divine Liturgy to the cycles of the church calendar of fasting and feasting and the ascetic practices that help us draw closer to God. With that, I'm going to do what I normally do in a podcast episode, is read the scriptures, the daily scripture readings that can be found on the Orthodox Church in America website, which I've provided a link for in the description. And before reading those, let us pray. Illumine our hearts, O Master, who lovest mankind, with the pure light of thy divine knowledge. Open the eyes of our mind to the understanding of thy gospel teachings. Implant also in us the fear of thy blessed commandments, that trampling down all carnal desires, we may enter upon a spiritual manner of living, both thinking and doing such things as are well-pleasing unto thee. For thou art the illumination of our souls and bodies, O Christ our God. And unto thee we ascribe glory, together with thy Father, who is from everlasting, and thine all-holy good and life-creating Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen. The first reading for today is from 2 Corinthians, chapter 8, verses 16 through chapter 9, verse 5. But thanks be to God who puts the same earnest care for you into the heart of Titus. For he not only accepted the exhortation, but being more diligent, he went to you of his own accord. And we have sent with him the brother whose praise is in the gospel throughout all the churches. And not only that, but who was also chosen by the churches to travel with us with this gift, which is administered by us to the glory of the Lord himself, and to show your ready mind, avoiding this, that anyone should blame us in this lavish gift, which is administered by us, providing honorable things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. And we have sent with them our brother, whom we have often proved diligent in many things, but now much more diligent because of the great confidence which we have in you. If anyone inquires about Titus, he is my partner and fellow worker concerning you. Or if our brethren are inquired about, they are messengers of the churches, the glory of Christ. Therefore, show to them and before the churches the proof of your love and of our boasting on your behalf. Now concerning the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you, for I know your willingness, about which I boast of you, to the Macedonians, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal has stirred up the majority. Yet I have sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain in this respect, that, as I said, you may be ready, lest, if some Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we, not to mention you, should be ashamed of this confident boasting. Therefore, I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren to go to you ahead of time and prepare your generous gift beforehand, which you had previously promised, that it may be ready as a matter of generosity and not as a grudging obligation. Now also from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 3, verses 13 through 19. And he went up on the mountain and called to him those he himself wanted, and they came to him. Then he appointed 12, that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach, and to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out demons. Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, to whom he gave the name Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. And they went into a house. Finally, the last thing that I want to do today is recite the creed. It is something that many probably know, and any Orthodox Christians will know it well. I myself am struggling to commit it to memory, and so I'm trying to make sure that I recite it daily to try and do that. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten not made, one of essence, with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, and suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. In one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church, I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen. If you would like to follow along with my journey, listen to future episodes of this podcast. As I said before, you can find it on anchor.fm. It is also published to various other podcasting platforms. So just search, like I said, LKISAID on whatever podcasting platform you prefer. And when I do record, I also stream live on YouTube, twitch.tv, and Periscope as well. There's not really any video, but just a graphic, just something that I found on the internet that I thought was interesting. And if you want to see what that is, you can go to one of those places also and have a visual while you listen. Thank you again for listening, and may God bless you.